2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12 o'clock. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Britt Johnson in for Maria Chaleos today. KSL's top story this hour. Sailors are getting their boats back out on the Great Salt Lake for the first time in nearly a year. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Today, a giant crane soared above the Great Salt Lake State Park to begin hoisting sailboats back into the marina for the first time since it was shut down last year due to low water levels. Chase Birch is excited to get his boat back out on the lake.
A lot of people out here kind of thought the dream had died, and so it's a really pleasant surprise.
Kim Wells with the Department of Natural Resources says the lake has risen about 5 feet since hitting its lowest level on record in November, but it's going to take a lot more than one big winter to refill the lake and keep those boats on the water.
Mother Nature has really done her part this year, so we need to continue to do ours to maximize this water and save it for a not-so-rainy day in the future.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City police are investigating after a motorcycle rider died in a crash last night. Police say 56-year-old Theodore Butcher died on the scene after getting hit by a car last night. The early police investigation suggests a Tesla made a U-turn, cut in front of the biker, and hit him. Police say the driver is cooperating with the investigation. New developments on a houseboat fire at Lake Powell. Investigators say the fire started on one boat and then spread to several others. Nobody was seriously hurt, and a few people were treated for smoke inhalations. Officials are urging extreme caution in that marina. Areas of the marina are closed off while the investigation continues. Residents and businesses in Sandy could see their property taxes go up by 32%. Mayor Monica Zelansky says the city can't keep emergency personnel without higher wages.
I was facing a massive hemorrhaging of fire safety personnel. They were leaving for other agencies that were paying more, that offered better career track growth.
Zoltansky tells KSL News Radio's David Dejanovic, Sandy is not keeping pace with surrounding communities in paying city workers. The increased taxes, if approved, will add an average of $9 to homeowners each month. Our top national stories that we're following from ABC News. Former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to publicly announce his candidacy for president this week. Pence already filed the necessary paperwork to enter the 2024 Republican field. ABC's Alex Presha in Iowa says Pence will likely have to distinguish himself from the former President Trump.
Pence drawing a distinction between him and his former boss, specifically saying that, you know, he doesn't come along with some of the extra stuff that the former president comes in. And that's something that we've heard concerns from a lot of these voters here in Iowa.
The Republican field of candidates is already crowded, with a dozen or so candidates joining. An NBC News investigation found at least 26 babies have died in newborn loungers from Boppy and other companies. That's more than twice the amount of deaths previously reported by federal regulators. The Boppy lounger was recalled back in 2021, but at least two babies have died since then. California Governor Gavin Newsom is threatening legal action against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, accusing him of kidnapping migrants and chartering airplanes to send them to the West Coast. Sacramento Rabbi Mona Alfie is reminding Americans that many of these migrants escaped harrowing circumstances just to come to America.
We don't know what that fear is like. We don't know what it's like, what is needed to motivate someone to risk their own death to come for freedom.
Many aid and faith workers in Sacramento, like Alfie, have been welcoming the migrants originally from Central America. Only minutes into a doomed journey, the pilot of a business jet wasn't responding to air traffic control instructions, and federal aviation officials say the situation was soon reported to a network that includes military, security, and law enforcement agencies. Despite being out of contact on its ascent Sunday, the jet that took off in Tennessee continued toward Long Island, then turned back toward Virginia, where it slammed into a mountain, killing four people. Family and friends identified two victims as an entrepreneur known in New York real estate circles and her two-year-old daughter. The plane's erratic flight path directly over the nation's capital prompted the military to scramble fighter jets, causing a sonic boom heard in Washington, Maryland, and Virginia. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. Strikes and protests across France today in a day of action called by unions following President Macron's move to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64.
This is the 14th day of nationwide protests across the country. They expect 600,000 people to participate in today's demonstration. They hope to put pressure on the government to vote on a possible plan that would reverse this retirement plan altogether, but the likelihood of it passing is very unlikely.
ABC's Marcus Moore reporting from the scene in Paris. First look traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
We still have crews on the scene of this crash in West Jordan. It's in the intersection Mountain View Corridor at 90th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
Social capital is what makes it all go around. Neighbor helping neighbor in need.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink and McGregor Mortgages Made Simple. FHA has announced a significant reduction in mortgage insurance rates. This can be a game changer for some people. FHA rates are typically lower than conventional mortgage rates. Combine this with lower mortgage insurance and FHA is worth a look. FHA is especially attractive for low down payment, cash out, or credit issues. You don't have to be a first-time home buyer, and you can refinance into or out of an FHA loan. Another attractive feature of an FHA loan is the ability to streamline refinance when rates come down. No appraisal needed, limited documentation, and low cost helps you lower your payment with minimal fuss. Call us today. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. NMLS 289-115.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
June 15th is Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and the Utah Department of Health and Human Services is hosting a virtual event from 10 to noon. Text SENIOR to 57500 to register.
Salt Lake City police are investigating after a motorcycle rider died in a crash last night. Police say the driver of the car that hit the rider is cooperating with the investigation. KSL News Time, 12:08. Prince Harry's court testimony is shining a light on royal life and his own bitter feud with the press. Harry described a lifetime of press intrusion, lashing out at Mirror Group newspapers for its treatment of his late mother, Princess Diana. The royal is calling for regulation of the British press. The lawyer for the newspaper says many of Harry's allegations were speculative. The head of Apple is speaking out about its newest products and concerns over artificial intelligence.
It's Apple's first big new product since the Apple Watch.
Introducing Apple Vision Pro.
Apple CEO Tim Cook showing off the company's new $3,500 mixed reality headset. And speaking exclusively with ABC News about the potential dangers of people isolating themselves in digital worlds, Cook says,
"This is not about isolation. This is about connection. This is about having people there that feel like they're there with you."
When it comes to tech's other hot topic, AI, he says development needs to be deliberate.
They can be so powerful that you worry about things like bias, things like misinformation, maybe worse in some cases.
And he says guardrails are needed, but
companies have to employ their own ethical decisions. Regulation will have a difficult time staying even with the progress on this because it's moving so quickly.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KSL News Time at 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
We have some issues out there that we're dealing with. One is an accident northbound Bangor Highway at 4700 South. There's already some road work in the area, but northbound delays can be expected. And then we have the cleanup of the crash still in progress in West Jordan. Mountain View Corridor at 90th South. Again, that's in the intersection. Valley Freeway traffic actually looking pretty good, but higher elevations. Summit County drivers, be prepared for more construction delays again today going from Highway 40 to the I-80 junction. The Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival in Park City features Ben Folds, Leanne Rimes, the Beach Boys, and more June 30th through August 4th in Park City at deervalleymusicfestival.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm dialing up another warm one today, 87 degrees with a chance for storms popping in the mountains, then potentially drifting into the valleys. 60 overnight, partly cloudy, 83 tomorrow with another round of storms possible. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 78 degrees and cloudy in Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, we'll learn about the importance of water safety from someone who lost their dog in fast-moving water this spring. This is KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, your all-day companion for news.
Experience the rail journey of a lifetime and see the Southwest like never before on board Rocky Mountaineer's Rockies to the Red Rocks route. You'll take in vast canyons and breathtaking mountains between Moab and Denver. You'll enjoy world-class all-inclusive food and beverage service on board a glass-dome train with a view unimaginable. You'll stay one night in historic Glenwood Springs, Colorado, and look forward to the next day's adventure winding along towering canyons, breathtaking plains, and magnificent mountains. You'll ride the rails through Ruby Canyon and admire the scenery through oversized windows, a view you'd never see from a car. Rocky Mountaineer is truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and they've extended their latest offer. Till June 30th, save up to $1,000 per couple. And as a Utah local, you can save an extra $100 per person. Seats are limited. Visit RockyMountaineer.com before June 30th to book your luxurious, exciting adventure right now. That's RockyMountaineer.com.
Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning have an exciting offer that's literally going to give you some well-deserved free time. Zero Res is partnered with Unload, Utah's premier valet laundry and dry cleaning service for busy individuals, families, and businesses. And this Monday and Tuesday, they have a special gift for you. Schedule your carpet cleaning right now and get your first four rooms of carpet cleaned for just $99 and a free valet laundry service from Unload. Dirt, dust, dander, and allergens don't stand a chance. So if the spring pollen is starting to catch you, or maybe it's just time for a regular cleaning, make the call today. No other company can offer you the same no-residue cleaning, combined with tile, upholstery, and air ducts, too. With Zero Res, it truly is a whole home cleaning. Make time for what matters most with Zero Res and Unload. Four rooms cleaned for $99 and a free service from Unload. Call for details and restrictions. Limited time offer ending on June 6th or after the first 100 customers. For more, visit ZeroRes.com. ZeroRes.com.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
Join Mike Stevens of Capital Wealth Advisors for Retire Right Radio, Saturdays at 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. That's Retire Right Radio with Mike Stevens, Saturdays at 5 a.m. and 9 p.m.
Register for breaking news alerts by texting the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line. Text the word news to 57500. KSL News Time, 12:14. With the three things you need to know this hour. First,
sailors are getting their boats back into the Great Salt Lake Marina for the first time in nearly a year. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, residents and businesses in Sandy could see their property taxes go up by 32%. The mayor says the city needs more money to pay their emergency responders more. Third, traffic and weather together. Here's Ricky Meese.
Delays northbound Bangor Highway due to an accident at 4700 South. You've got backups to about 5400 South. And it looks like all lanes of travel are now open from the earlier crash that's been cleared. Mountain View at 90th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Scattered storms possible again today with a high of 87. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, it's 78 degrees. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A major dam in southern Ukraine has ruptured following an explosion, sending residents fleeing and raising concerns about Europe's biggest nuclear power plant. Both Russia and Ukraine blaming the other.
The Biden administration is very concerned about the situation at the Kakhovka Dam in Ukraine and is trying to find out more about the potential impacts. A section of this strategically vital dam and a hydroelectric power plant under Russian control have been blown up. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held an emergency meeting of his National Security Council Tuesday and blamed what he called Russian terrorists for the explosion of the dam. A Kremlin spokesman is claiming this is a deliberate act of sabotage by the Ukrainian side. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
California's governor threatening to take legal action against Florida's governor, accusing Ron DeSantis of, quote, kidnapping migrants, putting them on planes and sending them to California without organizing. Gabby Trejo is with the aid group Sacramento Act and says those who just arrived are ready to work and deserve respect and assistance.
They have survived and endure trauma of being vulnerable in multiple countries. Some of them have walked anywhere between 7 to 3 months just to get to the border.
In New York, actor Cuba Gooding Jr. settled the civil sex abuse case today. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more from Manhattan Federal Court.
The settlement came just as jury selection was about to begin here at Manhattan Federal Court. The woman, identified only as Jane Doe, said in a civil lawsuit that Cuba Gooding Jr. raped her a decade ago at the Mercer Hotel. He had denied it and said their encounter was consensual. Terms of the settlement were not disclosed. Gooding, had the jury found for the woman, could have paid millions of dollars in damages.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. PGA announcing a landmark agreement with Saudi-backed LIV Golf, saying both organizations will combine forces. It ends litigation against the new golf organization. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Experts are sounding the alarm over the importance of staying safe around fast-moving water, especially with kids and pets. Travis Munt lost his chocolate lab when it entered fast-flowing water at Tanner Park in Salt Lake.
That's brutal. We're so sorry, Travis. Walk us through what was happening that day.
It was a day just like any other. I just thought I was going to walk my dog to the park, you know, thought I'd do something nice for him, get him some exercise. We walked to the end of it where they have a little opening that you can get in the river. I just wasn't even thinking about it. I'd kind of heard that the runoff was strong this year, but didn't really give it a second thought. He was maybe 10 seconds ahead of me. He loves water, and he turned the corner and he jumped right in. And I actually didn't even see him for like I said, about 10 seconds, and somebody waved me over and he was gone. The current was so strong. It just carried him away, and it all happened so fast.
Your story is probably going to help a lot of other dog owners understand how quickly things can happen.
I just hope they take the water seriously. And, I just thought this stuff only happened in movies, and just don't have the same mentality I had. Just don't think it can't happen to you, because it definitely can. And just keep an eye on your dogs, especially near the river.
Munt tells David Dejanovic it's important to keep dogs on leashes, especially around streams, creeks, and rivers. KSL News Time, 12:18. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
We are looking at a clear intersection once again at 90th South and Mountain View Corridor in West Jordan. The earlier crash has been mopped up, so you're good to go. We still have leftover delays from an accident in the Kearns area, northbound Bangor Highway at 4700 South, backing traffic to about 5400 South. Good news for those traveling the Valley Freeways. You're good to go. No problems there. But some county drivers, it's another day of delays. It's all due to road work, including a lane restriction as you're traveling northbound on Highway 40 to get to Silver Summit at the I-80 Junction. Save with Burt Brothers on brand-name tires, up to $150 off select Goodyear tires, up to $140 off select Bridgestone tires, and $130 off select Firestone tires. Burt Brothers, complete auto care done better. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out warm. 87 degrees today with a chance for scattered storms. We bubble up showers and storms again for your Wednesday, high of 83. Partly cloudy Thursday, 82. We keep it dry with a chance for storms in the mountains, though, Friday, 82. 81 mostly cloudy on Saturday. Chance for storms return on Sunday and Monday, highs in the low 80s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 78 degrees and cloudy in Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
I found, Tim, that one of the hardest things about being a mom is just deciding what to cook for dinner every night.
I know.
Which is part of why I'm so excited to tell everybody about Beehive Meals.
It is a Utah company, and at some point we're going to have to tell the story of the Jacksons and how they actually got this going in 2019. But if you've been struggling with having tacos one night and spaghetti another night, open up your world for dinner with things like Mongolian beef stir fry or Parmesan honey pork roast.
Your family dinner has just never been easier than it is with these. They're pre-assembled freezer meals. I put it in the crock pot. I set it for how long it needs to go. It stays warm after that. And that way, if the family can't all eat together, if one person has basketball and another, it's just warm for whenever they're ready.
And by the way, less than $3.50 per serving. You couldn't go out to the store or out to dinner, certainly on your own, for that price.
You're absolutely right, Tim. I couldn't buy the ingredients for any less.
Start it for your family right now. Go to BeehiveMeals.com.
Getting close to retirement? Or have you retired? You've probably got a ton of stress-filled questions on your mind. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Getting a second opinion with an individualized investment plan is vital, and our fiduciary advisors do just that. Take it from this Trajan Wealth client.
It was just so pleasant, so comfortable. I think we had seven different accounts, just stuff scattered all over the place. And then so we just started, here, we need, here's this, move this. And he explained, even explained it a couple different times. But if I have more questions, he said, just give us a call. And that's what I love. He's a phone call away. Like, I'm glad I know these guys. Such a huge weight off my shoulder.
Imagine not second-guessing investments or monthly retirement income. That's the peace of mind you'll get from working with Trajan Wealth. Call 801-899-7600 today or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Actual client, no compensation, no conflicts. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
If your water heater's over 10 to 15 years old, congratulations. You've beat the average. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I love hearing stories of people having water heaters that are really old, and they're still doing their job. Unfortunately, most of us won't be that lucky. And when water heaters fail, it's usually in spectacularly inconvenient fashion. Whether it's an unexpected cold shower when we're already running late for work, or worse yet, coming home to a flooded basement, it's never fun. If you'd like to look into replacing your water heater before it fails, Any Hour Services is having a sale for any homeowners listening. Whether you're looking for a new tanked water heater or you want to see what upgrading to a tankless would cost, the plumbers at Any Hour Services can show you what options are available. And right now, you can save $400 on a tanked water heater or $1,200 on a tankless. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services today and schedule your free estimate. 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time at 12:24. There's talk in Hollywood about actor Johnny Depp entertaining the idea of returning to the big screen as Captain Jack Sparrow.
Who am I?
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Johnny Depp became a box office sensation in Pirates of the Caribbean: The Curse of the Black Pearl in 2003. Since then, Disney has made four sequels, generating more than $4.5 billion at the worldwide box office. With most top-grossing movies being sequels, remakes, or reboots, Disney is eager to continue unfurling this franchise's sail. During the very public feud between Depp and his ex-wife Amber Heard, the studio was developing a female-centric Pirates of the Caribbean movie with Margot Robbie, which was shelved a year ago. Another film with a younger cast is also in the works. Depp just might return to play Captain Jack Sparrow in this one. Disney Studio Motion Picture Production President Sean Bailey told the New York Times they have a story for another film, though Depp was, quote, noncommittal at this point. In Hollywood, anything is possible, and rumors of Jack Sparrow's death might be greatly exaggerated. I'm Kevin Carr.
Watching Utah's Money, experts say people are encouraged to give out five-star ratings on apps like Uber and Lyft, which is making the ratings less meaningful. Some writers are speaking out, saying Uber drivers don't have to earn a good rating anymore. That can make it harder to tell which drivers may not provide as good of a service. Spotify is laying off more workers. 200 people are about to lose their jobs. The company already laid off 6% of their employees at the start of the year. Spotify says they're working to partner with podcasters around the world and have been needing to restructure their own podcast department to accommodate the shift. Thousands of Microsoft Outlook users struggled to get into their emails yesterday morning. Outage tracker down detector reports 15,000 users reported issues with Microsoft 365 yesterday, and Microsoft tweeted they were working on the issue. Things started to get better by the early afternoon. Your money at this moment, a little bit of a mixed market. The Dow has lost 77 points, but the S&P is in the green, up 1 point, and the NASDAQ is also up 27 points. Two University of Utah former football stars have been named to the 2024 College Football Hall of Fame ballot. KSL Sports reports Alex Smith and Eric Weddle have been named to the ballot nearly 20 years after leading Utah to their first undefeated season in 2004. Smith went on to play in the NFL for San Francisco, Kansas City, and Washington. Weddle played for San Diego and Baltimore before winning a Super Bowl with the LA Rams.
Right on cue for summer.
OPEC plans to cut oil production.
Gas prices are headed up.
It could drive up prices for other goods.
Whether you're planning a staycation or a day trip, start your summer here. Get updates on traffic out of town, gas prices, and everything you need to know. Listen each day this summer, mornings and afternoons, to KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:27. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, for those making their way on I-15 north or southbound, you are good to go between Provo and Ogden. And the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, no accidents, no delays. We have leftover delays northbound Bangor Highway from where we had an earlier accident near 4700 South. The backups are back to 5400 South. And again, construction delays in Summit County. Northbound Highway 40 as you try to get to the I-80 junction. Remember, if you need to travel from Park City to I-80, give yourself more travel time, an extra 10 to 15 minutes due to the road work. Fill up your bucket list in Box Elder County. History, recreation, and wildlife, along with excellent dining and shopping, await you. Find out more at visitboxeldercounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Today will be our warmest day this week, getting up to 87 degrees, and then it will slowly cool off over the next few days. We will have scattered thunderstorms, still a possibility throughout the state today and tomorrow, but we will have a little break in those afternoon storms for the second half of the week. And things are also going to start cooling down. So today we're getting a high of 87, but as we move towards the weekend, we're going to have highs only reaching 80 degrees. And it looks like what we've got is we have this low that's coming in from California, and it's going to bring those afternoon and evening thunder chances today, tomorrow to the Wasatch Front. And then we're going to have a little break for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but then Sunday and Monday, those thunderstorm chances are coming back, and we're going to have weather that looks very similar to what it did at the beginning of this week. And yeah, we kind of are on repeat going into the beginning of next week.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Britt Johnson, and I'm in for Maria Chaleos today, filling in for her. KSL's top story this hour: a new resource for veterans, with a VA opening a new wing for substance abuse and mental health recovery. KSL News Radio's Hugo Rickard-Bell has details.
The VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System has officially opened the new wing of its Substance Abuse Residential Rehabilitation Program. The facility is the new home for the 5 to 8 week residential treatment program for veterans dealing with PTSD and substance abuse. Once the hospital is operating at full capacity, the new facility will be able to home 30 veterans.
Utah's Water Watch, special coverage on KSL News Radio.
Experts are speaking out about the importance of keeping pets and children safe around fast-flowing water. Travis Mundt lost his chocolate lab in the fast-flowing creek at Tanner Park.
Loves water. He turned the corner and he jumped right in. It all happens so fast. Just don't think it can't happen to you, because it definitely can. And just keep an eye on your dogs, especially near the river.
Mundt tells Dave and Dejanovic he hopes his story will inspire all parents to watch their loved ones more closely while enjoying Utah's outdoors. Sailors are getting their boats back into the Great Salt Lake Marina today for the first time in nearly a year. Kim Wells with the Department of Natural Resources says the lake has risen 5 feet since hitting its record low in November, but it still has a ways to go.
Mother Nature has really done her part this year, so we need to continue to do ours to maximize this water and save it for a not-so-rainy day in the future.
Wells says the Great Salt Lake, Lake Powell, and Strawberry Reservoir won't fill in just 1 year, but most other reservoirs will. Garden City leaders are speaking up after an eighth semi lost its brakes over the weekend and crashed through some garages. A similar incident 5 years ago led to a death. There's a mandatory brake check and a runaway truck ramp. The city's mayor is asking for a dedicated lane from the brake check area so semis with brake issues stay in the dedicated far right lane. A scare in Alaska after a fire broke out on a cruise ship. The fire forced nearly 80 people, including passengers and crews, to evacuate. Officials say the fire was sparked in the ship's engine room, but people are still investigating everything that happened. Luckily, nobody was hurt in the fire. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles is slowly returning to his normal duties after some time away for health reasons. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says Holland has recovered after going through dialysis for a kidney issue and a brief bout of COVID-19. Holland was first excused from his duties as a member of the 12 Apostles on April 6th. KSL's top national stories. A political battle is heating up over planes of migrants arriving in California from Texas. California's Governor Gavin Newsom is threatening legal action against his Florida counterpart, Ron DeSantis. Newsom is accusing DeSantis of, quote, kidnapping migrants and putting them on planes to California. But ACT Executive Director Gabby Trejo says the migrants have arrived ready to work and contribute to the community.
When you think about our new neighbors, I want you to picture young people full of energy, young people that walk for 7 months to say, I want to have that American dream because my family deserves a better life.
Officials say these migrants are often seeking asylum from Central America. The collapse of a major dam in southern Ukraine is sending global prices of wheat and corn higher. Wheat prices went up almost 2.5% this morning, and corn prices are up 1%. The dam is located near fields that produce much of the country's grain crops. Experts say the collapse of the dam and hydroelectric power supply is sparking fears of a potential global supply disruption. A controversial vote in Atlanta over a police training facility that has drawn protests.
The Atlanta City Council voting yes to funding the construction of a controversial police training facility dubbed Cop City. Hundreds packing council chambers for some 15 hours. Some support the project, many others oppose it. Demonstrator Abiodun Henderson.
I am not for it because I feel the money that's being used to build it could be used to help people meet their basic needs.
The vote 11-4 approves $31 million in public funds for the construction, plus a provision that puts the city on the hook for another $36 million over 30 years to use the facility. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Exciting news from the Hogle Zoo. Zebra mom Ziva has welcomed a new baby boy. Visitors can see the new zebra today. His name will be released on the 12th. His birth was captured on camera and was monitored by animal keepers. The baby joins the herd with mom Ziva and her father Scooby, as well as 4 other zebras. Right now, we've got First Look Traffic with Ricky Meese.
Delays continue. Highway 40 in Summit County due to road work. That left lane is restricted to traffic as you try to get to the I-80 junction. But Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
KSL News Radio.
More water, but less parking at Bear Lake this summer.
Be careful letting your pets play in the grass.
In your home, tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group, financial advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
The VA is opening a new wing for substance abuse and mental health recovery for veterans. KSL News Time, 1236. In Washington, D.C. today, the House Oversight Committee chair says he's moving forward with contempt of Congress proceedings this week against the FBI director. He's accusing the director of refusing to comply with the committee's subpoena.
The FBI allowed Republican House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer to review a heavily redacted document alleging President Joe Biden was involved in a bribery scheme as vice president. House Democrat Vice Chair Ted Lieu attacking that accusation.
These are the same allegations that Trump's own Attorney General Bill Barr took a pass on.
But House Republican Whip Steve Scalise backs Comer's call for FBI Director Chris Wray to give that document to the Oversight Committee or face contempt of Congress proceedings.
We've got a legal right to get those documents, and we're going to do it.
Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
Another major Hollywood union sets the stage for a possible strike.
With Hollywood writers on strike now for just over a month and no end in sight, the actors' union, SAG-AFTRA, voted to authorize a strike if upcoming talks with the studios don't produce a contract. The vote comes just a couple of days after the studios and directors announced a tentative new three-year deal. The writers' strike has shut down or delayed dozens of TV shows and movies, from the final season of Stranger Things to the upcoming Marvel movie Thunderbolts. But there still is some production happening. An actors' strike would grind almost everything to a halt. The actors and studios start negotiations on Wednesday. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking.
Brazilian bossa nova singer, well known for the hit song The Girl from Ipanema, has died at the age of 83. The artist's granddaughter broke the news on Instagram today, saying her grandfather was a pioneer and the best. KSL News Time, 12:38. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
You have normal KSL travel times on I-15, 215, I-80, and the 21st South Freeway. But I am hearing scanner chatter of a possible accident 7th East, about 2700 South. Cypress Credit Union's got you covered. Open a new Visa Platinum card and pay 0% for the first 6 months on all purchases and balance transfers. Learn more at cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We lean towards the toasty side today. 87 the forecast high, with a chance for storms to pop up by afternoon. Overnight lows, low 60s, partly cloudy. Tomorrow we'll go to 83 with another round of scattered storms possible by afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 82 degrees and cloudy in Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, we'll hear from who will soon be the state's first Great Salt Lake Commissioner about his biggest goals for the lake. This is KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, your all-day companion for news.
Our state's children face a serious threat from the vaping industry. But thanks to state leaders and the Utah Health Department, Utah established the strictest nicotine standards for vaping in the United States to protect our kids. However, the vaping industry sued, claiming their sales and profits are down. Now they're pushing the health department to hand control of vaping regulations to the federal government. We can't allow that to happen. The proposed change would automatically increase nicotine levels in vape pens and reintroduce fruity flavors that entice our kids back into Utah convenience stores. Visit StopKidsVaping.com today and make your voice heard. Utah should maintain state control, preserve our 3% nicotine limitations, and prevent vaping flavors from returning to Utah convenience stores. Together, we can secure a better future for our children. Join us at StopKidsVaping.com and tell the health department, protect our kids.
Paid for by Prosperous Utah Communities.
Boyd Matheson on the pitfalls of politics.
I think the biggest thing we all have to reject is the status quo. We have to reject the kind of politics that have been served up to us and that we've bought into. The biggest question for all of us is, what are we afraid of? And often what we're afraid of is losing power. Politicians often tell us, you can vote for whoever you want, but if you vote for someone other than me, you'll lose power, you'll lose influence. And we have to reject that. Our voting right is our most sacred and fundamental right. Vote for the best person, even if they're not in either political party. Some will try to convince you that's throwing your vote away and the evil, awful other side is going to win because of that. That's what they want you to believe. Because if you're functioning out of a position of fear, we all lose. You'll vote for the status quo, and that keeps the status quo in power.
Join Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
KSL News Time, 12:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Veterans Affairs Hospital has just opened its new wing for their substance abuse residential rehabilitation program. Once operating at full capacity, 30 veterans will be able to seek residential care. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell.
Second, lots of big sailboats at the Great Salt Lake back out on the water today thanks to rising water levels. Third, traffic and weather together. Here's Ricky Meese.
Watch for a report of an accident at 7th East and 2700 South. Right now, Valley Freeway traffic moving along just fine. No problems there. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
On the warmer side today, 87 and a chance for storms. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, it's 82 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
A new crisis in Ukraine. Sections of a major hydro dam exploded, triggering widespread flooding in areas under Russian control. Both Russia and Ukraine blaming each other. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the damage is significant.
We're doing the best we can to assess those reports, and we are working with the Ukrainians to gather more information. But we cannot say conclusively what happened at this point.
Former Governor Chris Christie expected to launch his presidential campaign at an event in New Hampshire today. Tomorrow, former Vice President Mike Pence officially kicks off his run in Iowa. Protests across France today. Demonstrators turning out in Paris and clashing with police over President Macron's plans to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. And it's D-Day, marking 79 years ago when Allies made the decision to storm the beaches of Normandy in World War II. U.S. defense leaders there today at a cemetery overlooking the beach, honoring the nearly 9,400 U.S. soldiers who died. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Boats are returning to the Great Salt Lake today now that the water level has gone up enough for them to launch. Meanwhile, leaders continue to work on ways to get the water level up at the lake. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is Great Salt Lake Commissioner-to-be Brian Steed. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Why don't you give us an idea of what some of your goals are right now for the Great Salt Lake?
Well, I think that, as you mentioned, it's really great news that we have a high enough water level that we have boats back on the lake. We've seen water level in the South Arm come up pretty substantially to 4,194 feet. That's almost 6 feet above where it was in November of last year. And so that's really great news. And we're happy to see those boats get out there. I think that in terms of what we need to do going forward is get more water still there. 4,194 is a great place. But if we want a healthier lake, we would love to see it even a little higher still to cover up some of that exposed lake bed, and also to get it so that we have enough water that when we go into dry spells, which we know we'll go into, that we have enough water that level can fluctuate without causing serious harm.
And how do we get to that point? What are some steps?
So I think that we need to start talking really broadly about how we can conserve water even more effectively. The two things. One, we've really had a lot of efforts on the Great Salt Lake. We really haven't had a core function of someone that's in charge of managing that lake. This new role helps do that by bringing someone in to be a convener as well as a quarterback of all those different efforts. And then we have to start talking about how we use water and how we can get the water that we can save into the lake and more consistently. There really hasn't been a single voice for the lake. This new role allows that, and also to go out and get more resources to put into the lake. In terms of the specifics, we could all do a lot more to save water. I know that there's a bunch that, you look around, you say it's been a great winter. I think that people being more conscientious of how they water their lawns in the urban and industrial centers certainly helps. And then on the agricultural front, we just need to do more on agricultural optimization and save water in that and get more of that water to the lake.
And when are you set to be officially confirmed as commissioner?
So it's my understanding that it'll be on next week on June 14th. Yesterday, I had my first step on a hearing, which was with the Senate committee that's in charge of that, and I was able to come out of that committee with a unanimous vote, which was great news. And I look forward to seeing the full committee the full Senate next week.
Great. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today, Brian.
Well, I really appreciate your interest, and thanks so much for all that you're doing on the lake. We're happy to see those boats out there, aren't we?
Yes, for sure. I'm excited. I want to go out.
Yeah, me too. Let's go. Okay?
Perfect. All right. Have a good one.
Thanks so much.
All right, KSL News Time, 12:49. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
If you're traveling I-15, you have a nice drive in front of you, and that's as you go anywhere between Utah County through Box Elder County. For those who are traveling northbound Bangor Highway, not an easy drive. You do have delays northbound, and this goes from 5400 South in Taylorsville up to about 4700 South. And for those who are going to be planning to travel I-80 and trying to get to I-80 from Highway 40, delays are possible this afternoon. Be prepared for lane restrictions in the construction zone. Zero Res has partnered with Unload, Utah's premier valet laundry and dry cleaning service. Schedule your carpet or air duct cleaning with Zero Res, and they'll add in a free service from Unload. Call for details, 801-288-9376. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. It could be a lot hotter this time of year. We'll go for 87, though, still on the warm side. Chance for storms by afternoon. Tomorrow, 83. Chance for thunderstorms to bubble up by afternoon and evening. We'll go partly cloudy on Thursday, 82. Low 80s prevail Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies. And then thunderstorm chances increase Sunday and Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 82 degrees and cloudy in Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
It doesn't get better than summer camping in Utah, and it doesn't get any bigger than the Utah Summer RV Palooza, presented by Bish's RV. We're bringing the biggest RV show in the region to Layton, June 8th through the 10th. For 3 days only, the Layton Hills Mall is where you'll find a massive selection of top RV brands like GoPlay, Ember RV, Forest River, Northwood, and a whole lot more. Get up to 20% below cost on select new 2022 RVs, and get 90 days no payments on approved credit for all play and no pay till September OAC. Summer RV Palooza is where you'll find a brand new 26BH travel trailer. It's high quality and an undeniable value at a sale price of only $19,995. The selection is huge, and so are the trade-in offers. Get max value for your current RV when you trade into the show. Shop the Summer RV Palooza now at Bish's.com/UtahRVPalooza. 3 days only, June 8th through the 10th at the Layton Hills Mall. Sponsored by Bish's RV.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-330-2929. That's 800-330-2929. 800-330-2929.
At aimyourdigital.com, we'll help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today. If you talk and
they will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk.
KSL News Time at 12:54. Several iconic TV sets hit the auction block in Dallas.
Heritage Auction says the bar featured on the TV show Cheers sold for $675,000, while the set from The Tonight Show featuring Johnny Carson went for $275,000. They were part of a collection amassed by a former comedy writer who gave up his dream of creating a museum to house them. The Batman and Robin costumes worn by Adam West and Burt Ward in the 1960s TV series Batman sold for $615,000. The living and dining rooms and stairwell from All in the Family sold for $125,000. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Watching Utah's money, food manufacturers say sales are on the rise, but not because people are buying more. It's because basics like bread, milk, and veggies cost more. Grocery sales are still up compared to pre-pandemic numbers, a sign that more people are opting for at-home meals instead of restaurants. Americans are getting more spam texts than ever, receiving over 225 billion messages last year. Cybersecurity experts warning that these texts could lead to possible hacks and scams. The price of eggs are returning to normal, according to the Eggsperts. Prices peaked right before Easter, jumping 70%. Holiday demand, higher production costs for farmers, and an outbreak of bird flu contributed to the jump. The USDA reporting a wholesale dozen has dropped from $5.30 to just $1. Your money at this moment. The Dow still in the red, down 38 points, but the S&P has gained 5 points. The NASDAQ is in the green, up 43 points. A world record set in Malaysia this weekend after 685 people dressed up as Spider-Man to celebrate the release of Across the Spider-Verse. A Guinness World Records official counted the Spider-Man wannabes and confirmed they beat out the previous world record of 601 Spider-Men at an event in India back in 2021. KSL News Time, 12:56.
They say good things come to those who wait, but we both know the truth. If you want the good things in life, you've got to go out and get them. So if you've been dreaming of a Cadillac, don't wait. Head to Jerry Seiner Cadillac and get one for yourself. With their award-winning XT4, 5, and 6 models available on-site and the area's top selection of certified pre-owned Cadillacs, there's no need to wait to drive in luxury. Stop dreaming. Start driving.
Visit Jerry's Siner and experience the Siner difference.
Did you know 96% of Americans lose an average of $111,000 in Social Security income? And it's because they claim their benefits at the wrong time. Don't lose $111,000 in Social Security income that's rightfully yours. Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits on Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on KSL. News Radio 102.7.
Advanced Window Products. From their factory to your front door in 8 weeks. Affordable windows guaranteed. 801-850-9100 or advancedwindowsusa.com.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, or other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
KSL News Time at 12:59. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
Had an accident called out at 7th East, about 2700 South. And for those still traveling Bangor Highway northbound, I-15 really jammed up from 5400 to 4700 South. Valley Freeway traffic all clear in Salt Lake County. Cedar City, where summer meets adventure. Enjoy live entertainment with the Shakespeare Festival, shopping, dining, museums, hiking, biking, disc golf, and camping under a starry sky. Level up your adventure. Visit cedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL weather. Cloudy skies today, a high of 87 degrees as we move through the rest of the week. Temperatures will cool off a little bit. The weekend highs will only reach 80. We do have more chances for thunderstorms today and tomorrow, but we get a little break in those in a couple of days. Thanks for listening to Noon News on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.